Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. About 133 years ago, fears of an armed uprising by Shoshone Indians swept through the small northern Utah city of Corinne. The area on the Lower Bear River surrounding the town had been a traditional camping spot for the Shoshone. So when members of the tribe on Idaho's Fort Hall Reservation faced the very real possibility of starving due to dwindling government resources, they set out for the Bear, hoping to meet up with some of the Shoshone still in Utah and to find food among the Mormons. They were soon joined by hundreds of other Shoshones and Bannocks from Idaho and Wyoming who had moved to northern Utah seeking conversion at the hands of Mormon missionaries. Apparently, the Latter-day Saint notion that American Indians were part of the chosen Israelite nation appealed to the Native Americans. The idea of a Mormon-Shoshone alliance, along with the mounting flood of Indians into a camp near their town, set the residents of Corinne on edge. As historian Brigham Madsen has pointed out, Corinne was the informal Gentile or non-Mormon capital of early Utah, and there was no love lost between the townspeople and the surrounding Mormons. The Corinthians, as the citizens of Corinne sometimes were called, feared the Mormons were inciting the Shoshones to envelop their settlement and massacre them. Fears eventually led some men to break into a shipment of army weapons to protect themselves, while other citizens wired the governor for troops. Soon, federal soldiers were dispatched and made their way to the supposedly besieged city. Within a matter of days, everything had quieted down around Corinne. The army never found any credible evidence that the Shoshones camped on the Bear planned to attack the town. Sources in past episodes of the Beehive Archive may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council and the Mountain West Center for Regional Studies, I'm Brandon Johnson. Visit us online at utahhumanities.org.